Good afternoon, St. Louis. DGS on KMOX. Happy Monday to you. So Amy and Chris may need to handle most of this hour. We had a sugar rush and now a sugar crash because the guys and I got to be chocolatiers for a day at Bissinger's.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
And it was the real deal with the lab coats and the hairnets.
Ooh, eating candy right off the line.
Right off the line. And we got to make candy, and the candy that we made, they boxed up for us to take home because, you know, didn't want to sell
they
it.
Well,
sell
yeah,
it.
Of course
but,
not.
It was honestly, I've been doing this 24 years. I've driven NASCARs. I've done a whole bunch of cool stuff with the show. This was right up there as one of the coolest things.
Yeah, very cool to see behind the scenes.
Yeah.
So much hand, just by hand.
By hand.
Yeah.
Like on the truffles, one of the things we did, you know, they have the little drizzles. Mm-hmm. You would think that would be a machine.
Nope. Yeah.
They're human beings just sitting there drizzling.
Doing them. That and then putting crazy. A little salt on the one.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
That's crazy.
I put a little too much salt on.
Yeah.
Did you lick your fingers while you were doing it?
No, yeah, I was really watching my P's and Q's. Yeah. I was covered in chocolate, though.
Yeah, you had to wear gloves.
Yeah.
Where is the factory?
Over.
Right on the hill.
Yeah, on the hill.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I can't visualize
Not too far
it.
Off Kings Highway.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
that's an awesome
fun.
Deal.
And yeah. there are these, like, there was a classroom of kids taking the tour.
Yep.
And they had to stay outside the
Yeah, we were inside the ropes.
We were inside the ropes making
oh, wow.
chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
You're making faces at them.
Yeah, I'm like, F you.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. Poor
stupid kids.
8-year-old losers.
Yeah. yeah.
You guys just stay over there. We're going
to
be over here.
You have to go to
candy.
WashU Law School to do this, kids.
We got to see the Oompa Loompas. Oh, I said too much.
Oh,
too much.
It really was like that, though.
It was. It was magical.
We turned a corner and he's like, here's one ton of Bissinger's chocolate in big bricks.
Yeah.
It looked like wow. when they have a drug bust. And
yeah.
They,
yeah. it was like the evidence cache.
Bust. Yeah.
So that is 1 kilo of chocolate.
How did it smell in there? Because I used to
like heaven.
Yeah.
So I used to live a couple of blocks away from a chocolate factory in Chicago, and there were nights where it was pungent. Like it was a lot, kind of overpowering.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm wondering what it's like actually inside.
It wasn't overpowering, but it was just good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It smelled delicious.
It was just a smell of sugar and chocolate and caramel and everything all mixed together.
Yeah.
But we were like, you know, we did like the first couple of stops. I'm thinking, when do we get some chocolate?
Yeah.
And then like literally right off the conveyor belt, they're like, you want to try this one?
Yes. Like, you're like, yes?
Yes, I do.
We'll try that one.
Yes.
I think the first sample they gave us, Dave took one, and then you immediately reached in and grabbed like two.
He did. He ran it on. He's like, more, please.
I was afraid that's all I was getting.
And he was holding the box, and you're just like, I'll just take a handful.
Very fun.
That stuff's good, too.
They had these molasses, chocolate-covered molasses things, which...
Puffs,
which are like indescribable. I've never really had anything like that. And so they started in 1687. Bissinger's in France, and this is the oldest.
I
didn't either.
Wow!
This is the oldest recipe they can find. Were those things?
Yeah. Wow. They said I was asking him about it. He said the book they found it in was from 1899.
Mm-hmm.
He said the only thing they don't know is if it was a new recipe then or if it was one that they had been carried. But I mean, it's been around.
Wow.
Bissinger's been around since the 1600s, so it could be that old, or it could not. It could be only what. 130 years old.
Did you catch us lying to the lady? So
no, he that was when he
I
was
did
leaving.
Not, so no, I had
Dan
to go.
Left us alone.
Dan Bissinger, as I call him, he gave us these. He's like, here's the whole story. These are the oldest candies we have, and long, long, long. You know, we're eating a couple of them, and then the lady who is working the actual thing goes, "You haven't had any of these yet, have you?" We're like, "No,
no,
we're like, no, we have not."
Which ones were those?
Chocolate.
Was it the ones that you were making?
It was the molasses one.
No, it was the molasses one. So we got a second helper.
So I was like,
left.
She was like, "He hasn't given you any molasses." Puffs yet, and all three of us at the same time went, he sure didn't.
I'm ordering.
Give me.
Oh. I'm seriously ordering those. They're so good, and they're so different.
Yeah.
Like, when I'm going to bring them to out of town, I guarantee you nobody's had anything that's like it.
So, Bissinger's in the Galleria, Plaza Frontenac, Borders, Barnes & Noble, Dillard's, Neiman Marcus.
Yeah, a couple of years ago, they closed the one that was in my neighborhood in the Central West End.
Yeah,
that was
that
was a really cool one. I like that spot.
Yeah, that was a cool one.
Yeah. I think, what they put in there? But anyway, yeah, Bissinger's is awesome, man. And they used to have really good coffee, too.
Hmm. They're opening up a bar.
And coffee shop.
And coffee shop.
Oh.
Over in that location where we were today.
Let's go.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, so it was really, really great day. I'm not kidding, though. like when you haven't had anything to eat but about a pound of chocolate, it like, mm-hmm. you know.
It's a different sensation.
It's a different feeling in your body.
Yep.
Yeah. Are you on the way down right now?
I'm sort of evening out.
Yeah, sort of evening out. Getting to level.
And then Andrew had a very cool weekend. Tell him about what you did.
Yeah, I got a call Saturday morning from Lucas Kuntz's campaign, and they wanted me to
Vice Senator.
assistant to the regional senator. they invited me to go down to my favorite store, which is Fortuna, in on the corner of Kings Highway and Magnolia, and play some games with him of Magic.
Magic the Gathering games with him.
And I accepted when I got there. So
I accepted.
Yeah. I thought about it. Like,
I think I can pinch you.
I'll do the guy a solid. 3 hours.
Yeah.
He
left him on red. What a power move.
Do I really want to drive all this way?
Currently playing badminton with Holly, but.
The optics.
Keep it hush.
The optics will simply look terrible.
Yeah.
But the store made it.
Jared Young's mowing my lawn.
The store made it a party, and a bunch of people from our community came out, and it was all my regulars
and your
my
wife.
Pals.
Your wife played him.
My wife was there, and he insisted on doing. It's called a draft, which is a big multiplayer thing where a bunch of people sit down at a table at once.
Of course.
And he insisted on doing that. And
made his wife take an Uber.
His wife was like, "I don't think we have time," and he was like, "Please, please, can we do this?" And so she's like, "All right," and he's like, "You don't have to stay. You can take an Uber." And she was like, "Sounds good."
See you, nerd.
I'm gonna grab an Uber back to the hotel.
Leave you in dorks.
You're like a senator magnet. There's gonna be a political story. The man that senators can't keep away from.
The Senate whisperer.
Who is this bearded man?
Is he truly magic?
Would you say now that Lucas Kuntz is probably the handsomest of all of the Magic the Gathering players you've seen?
Other than me, yeah, I think.
Okay.
Who is the other guy?
Oh, yeah, who is the handsome guy?
Peter. Peter's very handsome. He didn't make it.
Peter.
I thought you just said his name was Peter Gray Handsome.
Peter Handsomen. But no, it was super lovely. It was a great time. Everybody showed out and was very nice. He is better than I am. He did defeat my wife in the game of Magic the Gathering.
Wow, that was harsh.
Yeah. Damn.
Hey, look, you know.
He did conquer my wife.
Hey, look, if she wants the recognition, she got to get them dubs, okay? She got to get her dubs up. She wants the recognition.
Is that how you guys talk?
Yeah. No, I talk
gotta
to her.
Get them, gotta get them dubs.
That's how I talk to her.
So romantic.
That is the.
We're in the car. That is she's the, like, she's like, I had so much fun today. And I was like, yeah, except you got to get your dubs up.
You're embarrassing me.
Yeah.
You're from Lucas.
You keep losing the senators.
Go back to your hammock.
No, we all played three games together, and he went 2-1, so and I went 1-2, so he's a better player than I am, just based off of that.
I don't think I played with anybody cool this weekend.
It was super fun.
You're searching your brain. You're like, come on, there's got to be something.
Somebody.
It was a weird experience with a guy that you see on TV all the time, because once we got in, he really does love the game, so once we got into playing, it wasn't like, oh, that's the guy who is running for Senate over there. Like, it just sort of became like a game, and everybody, including him, was like very focused on what they were doing. And it's kind of weird how like we all just got super into the game. And
Magic the Gathering is the great equalizer of people.
Mm-hmm.
We should all be playing.
Yeah. You guys should play.
It seems too much to learn.
It is the most complicated game in the world, according to the Guinness Book of World Records.
I can't start
with that. But you can ignore 90% of it. I'm not that smart. I do good in it.
I do good in it.
I do good.
I get my dubs up.
I'm not that smart. I does good.
I won again, Dave. I didn't tell you. You were gone last Friday, so I couldn't tell you. I won again.
Wow. This is two for you.
Yeah.
Two in a row.
No, one in between.
Oh.
Where I did really bad.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. 2 out of 3.
You could have just let that slide.
They're
nobody would have known.
Dreading you walking in the door.
Yeah, no kidding. They're gonna be like, there's the guy that gets the dubs.
Do you ever run across players who get angry when they lose and throw things or
we call
flip
that,
tables?
We call that getting tilted.
Getting tilted?
Yeah. That's
really?
Do they tilt the table? Is that what they do?
I don't know why they call it that, but that's...
Is it like when a pinball machine goes tilt? Is that what it is like?
Maybe, but it's just like you know, like somebody it. Who, yeah, somebody who, like, you just, you go on a, like, a losing streak or whatever, and you start getting really mad at everything, and you...
What kind of person would ever do that?
I love it.
Right. Yeah, yeah, no kidding. What kind of person would have an outsized reaction?
Please take Wheeler.
He's going to get tilted.
This game's stupid. Doesn't make any sense.
I reserve that kind of anger for my video games.
What do you mean a warlock beats a dragon?
How many controllers have you broken in your life?
Oh, I don't break them anymore.
But how, in your life?
That's not what he asked you.
I mean, the last time I broke one was probably high school.
Oh.
Yeah.
No chance.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Like through violence. I mean, I've broken them by overusing them. Like, that one played too many miles.
Violence.
You know, like, I didn't throw it. I don't throw them across the room. See, here's the thing. Like, I learned back then, because my dad got really mad at me, that A, I'd have to pay for a new one. B, if I mark the wall up or I break something, I got to pay for that, too. And I know that everything around me in my house is mine. I got to either replace it or fix it.
He just gave you the Wheeler version of, listen.
Yeah,
I grew up in a middle class family.
Yeah, basically, basically, yeah.
He did, didn't he?
Working
he
did. Class dad
bustered me. Yeah.
Would have kicked my ass.
Yeah.
Can you imagine a little teenage Wheeler throwing stuff against the wall and?
Dude. Yes, looks a lot like that.
Yeah,
except not as yoked.
Here we go.
Yeah.
I told you.
0 days.
I told you all.
0 days.
Scratch it off the wall.
As long as I'm here through the end of the year.
How do you avoid it?
You can't.
It's in your face.
You should have seen him in his lab coat. He looked like the Hulk when you put glasses on him.
Yeah. He looked like Professor Hulk.
Yeah.
You should have seen the costume from Friday that I had.
What was that?
I was the Tom Cruise. We were we played at a trivia night, and by the way, we won. But our whole it was a costume. There was a costume contest for the whole thing, so every table had a theme. We were all a different version of Tom Cruise. Mm-hmm. From a
That's
different
really
movie.
Mm-hmm. That's really good.
And I was the guy from The Outsiders. I was Steve Randall.
Which meant you wore?
I looked like a greaser. I had it was jeans, jean vest, no sleeves. Of course, you had to wear a tank top.
Oh, there we go.
So it's all there.
That's what I was digging for. That's what I was digging for.
It's all there, man.
You had the guns out, huh?
I did.
Nice.
Did anybody comment on them?
Anyone cry? They?
Just one guy. He's like, because he was dressed as a crayon.
Crayon.
Yeah, you can't.
No, actually, the table that won, where they were all dressed like crayons, they each had like a little cone head. It was a good costume. But the one guy was like,
I feel less masculine.
That's totally not true. I made that up.
Crayon outfit.
I totally made that up.
Hi, are you
the crayon part was real, but the whole.
Are you
was
Tom
not really.
Cruise? I'm Bert Sienna.
And then Wheeler flexes and his shirt rips.
I was joking. I look like Tom Cruise that ate another Tom Cruise character.
Andrew just sent me a photo of the Hulk in a lab coat.
Right?
Yeah.
Am I
so
wrong?
I'm like, hey, it does. Looks like Bruce Banner.
He does. It looks like when the smart Hulk's working with Tony Stark. More molasses.
Oh, I wish. God. I wish.
Like, Kevin is like the Hulk in the Avengers movies when he finally gets control of it. And he's just green all the time. Yeah. Like, he's in the breakfast place eating like 10 pounds of eggs.
He's
and,
just chilling. Woo.
Man, I wish I was that smart.
Oh, God.
Oh, you does good.
You doing fine.
123 DTS. We're also posting this video from our day at Bissinger's being Chocolatiers. And Rach shot this in this really nice camera she has. It's only about 30 seconds long. And she comes to the office when we got back. She's like, hey, can you just riff something off the top of your head? And so I did. And there's a point where I stop talking and it gets quiet. And you hear Rach go, say something. Can we play it? Play it into the mic?
Hold on. Let me get
it's
it pulled
really
up here.
Funny.
It's really funny.
Okay. Hold on.
Come to Bissinger's with Rachel and Wheels and Andrew and I. Here you see the dark chocolate salt things. Here you see a conveyor belt full of candies. This is the creme brulee chocolate bar. They have many machines for industry and technology. These are made of some type of metal.
Try everything.
Andrew's personal chocolate bag. We had to pull them out of that. And here's me packing up the chocolates that I made because they were not up to par. They were more Hershey's level, not Bissinger's.
Say something.
That's almost out of a Halloween movie.
Yeah.
Instead of get out, say something.
That's really funny. I was like a machine that had stopped working. You just have to like
glitch it out.
Yeah, have to poke it. That's funny.
How much chocolate you eat?
A lot.
A lot. I mean, for good real, amount. Probably 7 or 8 truffles,
oh.
2 molasses puffs. They have this like, so when they are drizzling, not all of it hits the chocolate, of course. Some just hits the conveyor belt, and then it dumps the
it's got like a recycling bin
into a recycling bin. And I was just so fishing. I'm like, what do you do with that? Huh. And he's like, oh, you know, it's not enough. We're zero waste, but it's not enough. It really doesn't matter. And I'm like, yeah, but what do you do with it? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, you should sell it like the Cracklins at Captain D's.
Yeah.
Just trying to get him to go like, go crazy, have some. And then when Dan turned his back, I just started woofing it out of the thing. Rachel's like, you can't eat that.
They're going to use that. Do they make turtles?
They have
to. Dude, I'm going to tell you. I think it's my favorite chocolate thing are the turtles.
I
the
do
caramel
like the turtles.
Oh, God.
Yeah, they make different stuff at different times and different days, which I thought was interesting.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Today was drizzles.
Makes sense.
And then, like, tomorrow might be, shut up, no, turtles.
It wasn't funny. It actually does make sense. I don't know why I laughed.
They also have a really great program with Goodwill where they bring people in who are not doing so well, and they teach them how to make everything.
Oh, well.
And then if they do well and they're motivated, they get a job.
That's very cool.
Isn't that cool?
Really cool.
Yeah.
So cool.
My favorite part was the Christmas candy.
They were cool looking,
neat. Yeah.
Oh. Fun.
How many different kinds?
I don't know. I don't remember what he said, but a bunch.
Wasn't it 12 in that one box?
Like, yeah, that was
a
neat.
Dozen,
when
maybe?
Do they start that?
He said
September.
He said Christmas starts in July.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
Start
That's when they
them,
start
think,
making
yeah.
it. Yeah.
Yeah, it was so cool. They're like, this is Dillard's shipment.
Oh, wow.
And you're just like, damn, that's cool.
Here's I don't the one know going to cool, Neiman Marcus.
Yeah, this one's going to Neiman Marcus.
I'm ready for
and
it.
And then when we made ours, you know, we were doing the dark chocolate sea salt. And so we're, you know, drizzling and putting the sea salt on. And, you know, they didn't look like the real chocolatiers, but they look, you know, pretty good. And I'm like, that's so cool. Someone's going to buy my candy. And then at the very end, Dan boxed them all up in one box and gave them to me.
He's like, these are
here
all
you go,
yours.
Sparky.
You guys... Nice try, guys.
Because I'm 132 DGS on KMOX. So it is Halloween week. If you're new to the DGS, we've been doing Halloween shows and Halloween week since 2001. This year, what we're doing is Andrew and I still were like mad scientists kind of putting the whole thing together. But today and tomorrow, we know that we'll be doing 1 hour condensed versions of a couple Halloween shows that we did in the past. Today's going to be the Sally House. If you don't know what that is, it is a tiny little house with this long history in Atchison, Kansas. It's supposed to be in the top 5 most haunted houses in the country, and it's really, really cool. We had some really amazing experiences there. I could tell the thing about my brother, but you can just listen to it and see it. So each day this week from 3 p.m. to 4 p.m., we'll be presenting those things, and we'll be just chilling. We'll be back at 4 p.m. And then I've written another short horror story that we'll be playing on Halloween proper. Halloween, okay, I want to get into this a little bit. I love Halloween. Love it. But even I am beginning to get a little tinges of people are ruining it by getting a little too into it. And I read a story today that most little burgs out there in the country have a 14-year-old or 16-year-old limit for trick-or-treating, and people are trying to overturn that so that 38 and 53-year-olds can go trick-or-treating.
Oh, what? Yeah. Oh my God.
Is that creepy, or am I just a fun ruiner?
It's creepy.
Okay.
Like, if you're 38, go to your friend's house, have a party, you can have drinks and pass out candy, whatever you want to do. Don't knock on doors with toddlers.
Are 30-year-olds really trying this?
People do.
Huh. That seems a little insane.
Because I thought, is that like a new development?
Yeah.
Because I thought the whole thing was like the like Skanksgiving, like everyone just went out and dressed.
That's the adult version of Halloween.
Yeah,
now. I you know, you're a kid, you grow out of it.
Yeah,
it becomes great again when you're in college. Then like immediately after college,
Halloween
it's so fun.
Is the one time that women can dress any way they want, and it's like, oh, look at you, fantastic.
Yep.
Which is why I always respect someone who's dressed like a table, mm-hmm. where I'm just like, hey, mm-hmm.
a hot dog.
Yeah,
I love the hot dog.
I do too.
Look at you two bonding.
Yeah, this is nice.
Yeah, they're not fighting.
I also love the hot dog.
It's like
the Costco
like
hot dog.
The people show up, you know, the ladies show up, they're all in their very sexy outfits, scantily clad, and then one lady just shows
Martha.
Up dressed up mm-hmm. as a hot dog. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That's my people.
You have to respect it.
Yeah. One guy was a front facing tortilla. So you know how like you would think the tortilla would be so like that the thin side is his face.
Yeah.
But he was like arms out, front facing
well,
tortilla.
Fun.
So he was very
like a tostada.
Wide. Yes.
Yeah.
I just saw a video of two women, their friends, and they're showing up. Maybe it was staged, maybe not, but they had decided to dress up as cows. And the one shows up and she's the sexy cow. And the other one's like, I didn't know. You said dress
I
up.
Saw
as a,
that.
And she's got the big puffy cow inflated costume.
Yeah.
She's like, I didn't know we were doing sexy cows.
Pretty amazing.
Everyone has that friend.
Yeah.
Push up bra. What the hell is this about?
Also, sexy cow is a little weird.
Nah, it's not. It's fine.
You can put pretty much any word after sexy.
That's right. Fair, I guess.
Sexy Kevin.
Now that you say it that way, yeah.
Just Kevin.
Yeah, Kevin was
I want a sexy Kevin for Halloween.
Hey. Kevin was enjoying a banana during the break, and I looked up and I saw him eating it, and I started laughing because. And Dave's like, "What's funny?" And I go, "Kevin's over there eating a banana, and I'm wondering if he could fight a gorilla." And he starts walking around like a monkey.
He got the banana from.
I did the orangutan walk.
And I said, if you put a banana in a room equal distance from Wheeler and a gorilla, the gorilla is definitely hesitating.
Yeah.
He's not running right for it.
Yeah, he's not going right in.
He's thinking about Kevin
Probably
on the
ginger
other hand.
Thing.
He's going to sniff the air a little bit.
Kevin knows that hesitation is death, so he's going to go straight for it.
True, you can't hesitate. Got to go.
He's going to scream, let's go, and he's going to slide.
Let's go.
He's going to slide for it. Grab it.
My banana.
There is something off-putting about when a man just walks in a room eating a banana.
Yeah, it really is.
You need to be prepared for something like that. Like, hey guys, just want to let you know I'm eating a banana.
It's a lot more off-putting than an apple.
I think, right, I think because there's a lot of reasons for that, but one of them being that there's something about a banana that's kind of cartoonish.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? It's fun. It's yellow.
Yeah. Especially Kevin's.
It looks like a fake thing.
I get the best bananas.
Kevin gets the hormone bananas that are like three times the size.
No, yeah. those are organic.
Oh, well, things are going well for you, huh?
They're not okay. I don't care.
Richie Rich.
Plus, also, bananas are gross.
They're not.
When somebody else is eating a banana, it makes that gross mouth sound. Yeah. That's what it is.
That makes sense.
I don't know. I think bananas just...
For what it's worth, I don't mind when you eat bananas, Kevin, but it kind of sounds like maybe everybody else does.
I don't care. It smelled good.
I kind of like it.
Yeah.
You just have to make friends with it on your own terms.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Everybody reaches it in a different amount of time.
Yeah.
Don't shock me with it.
From now on, we call you Coco the Monkey.
No, I'd be more like the... what's the dude from the Clint Eastwood movies? Clyde. The orangutan.
The dude?
He was a dude to me, you know? You ever see those?
Every which way but lose,
he would sit in the passenger side and he'd say, right turn, Clyde.
Yeah.
Bah! Knock a guy off his motorcycle.
All right.
I had an interesting thing this morning. You know how you come in on a Monday morning, you're like, hey, Aim, how's your weekend? Oh, it's good. How's yours? Ronge, how about you? Well, you know, it's fine, kind of quiet. And Tom Ackerman was walking through and I'm like, hey, Tommy, how's your weekend? And he stopped and he goes... It was amazing.
Yeah, he had a good weekend.
He's an Indiana grad,
yeah.
Yep. Really into it. And he was like, I left at 3:30 in the morning. I got there at 8 in the morning. Mm. And it was a beautiful day. And all my boys were there from when I was in college.
Yeah.
And we beat somebody.
Washington.
They had college game day.
Pounded Washington.
College game day was there in Indiana. And it was so nice just to hear from a buddy, like, I had the best weekend ever.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was a good one.
That's I was like, good. I got DoorDash a couple times. They screwed up one of the orders, but they gave me credits, instant credits. I could use it right away, and I did. So Indiana won, huh?
Yeah, they did. Hey, with a backup quarterback, no less.
That's right. They're looking good.
Yeah, they did all right.
Good for them. Good for their football team.
You guys ever go back to your alma maters?
When I get a chance, it's just so far away. Don't get there very often. When I used to go for spring training every year, I would go down every year to visit campus, go by the baseball facility, do all that stuff. But it's been about a decade since I've done that.
Mm-hmm. We used to go to homecoming a lot, go to the football game, and I haven't done that in a few years. But if I'm driving up north, Illinois State's right off 55, so sometimes I'll stop and get gas, maybe get lunch or something on the way up. But it's... that university's changed a lot. I imagine if you go back to Miami, it probably looks way different than when you were there.
Well, I mean, part of it was when I was there, that's when Hurricane Andrew hit, and it ruined everything. Yeah. I mean, like, destroyed a lot. So they were still rebuilding when I graduated and left. But, I mean, no, everything's been updated, replaced, redone, dorms, you name it. It's all super rich looking now. It's just cool. I mean, it's in Coral Gables is Beverly Hills. It's like the most expensive area of South Florida, and you're right in the middle of that, so you got to fit in. Like, your campus looks like the neighborhood. It's pretty cool.
I drive by WashU a lot, and it doesn't feel like I went there.
Really?
Yeah. It's just too fancy.
Because it's changed too much?
No, because it's too fancy and expensive and out of my pay grade intellectually. I caught a flyer. I mean, I really did. And so I'm very proud of it, but I don't feel that connection. You know, it's like having dated a really hot girl in your 20s and they're like, oh, I dated her. And everyone's like, no, you didn't.
You still have college friends you see?
I still have some law school friends I see. College for me was different because I went to SIUE. So it was like a big high school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Everybody from that side of the river.
Yeah.
My high school, yours, I'm sure of it.
They all fed into there.
Yeah. Edwardsville, Belleville.
Yep. Yep. Rach, you guys ever go back to Lewis and Clark? Visit the old radio?
I went right before COVID. There was like a radio gathering.
Mm-hmm.
And I went, and that was really nice. I love like walking into my old radio station.
I bet.
And nice feelings, for sure.
I bet that's
but
cool.
It's been a while since I've been down there.
I think when you were talking about the alien at Lewis and Clark, I Googled it, and it's a really pretty campus.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
It's a beautiful campus.
It's a beautiful campus.
I didn't realize. I'd never been there. I didn't know what to expect, but just Googling it, looking for the alien, it was gorgeous. Yeah.
Remind me of the alien.
Take it away, Andrew.
There is or was an alien.
Oh, yeah.
A critter of an alien variety, or a replica thereof, I should say.
They don't know if it's an alien or just a model of an alien.
No. It wasn't a real alien. It was a replication
something?
Of an alien.
Okay.
Yeah, and it was in the nursing building, like the nursing and science building.
Would you go look at it?
I remember seeing it. My mother was an X-ray tech in her time, and she had to do CE, and I went with her one time to that building. And she was like, look at that alien. And I was like, sure is. And that's the last I remember.
Good story.
Now, I went to school there, but I forgot to ever go.
Check it out?
You know, college, you know, you're doing other stuff. And so I forgot to follow up and go seek out the alien critter.
And then did someone call you a liar?
Everyone. Yeah. Everyone.
I didn't say he was a liar. I just said you said it was in the math and science building?
Yes.
I spent plenty of time there.
Yes, I did.
Was I looking for an alien? No. But I never saw one. And I also can't find any evidence of it on the internet, like, at all.
That part's weird.
Is there a basement
That's
there?
That's the weird part?
No.
Perhaps.
Well, maybe. I have no idea. I mean, I never went to it.
Is there a basement at the Alamo?
There's no basement at the Alamo.
And so, but the no evidence of the critter is weird. That's strange. I will give you that. And I do keep forgetting to go and look because I do live like really close to there. So
can
I do
you describe
keep forgetting.
It?
Yeah, it was like, it looked husky. And by husky, I don't mean like Like, don't
like the
point
Husky
at
Boys section?
Yeah, not Husky like me, for example.
Ooh, Husky, you're a Husky boy.
Husky like it was a husk, like a dried husk.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so dried out.
It looks very fragile.
Prunish.
It looks very fragile and skeletal.
Dehydrated.
And it had big?
And it had a big head. Oh, very small, like this. Like this big.
Fit
like
in a shoebox?
Yeah, little tiny fellow. And yeah, it wasn't like a giant, like 6 foot, you know, Men in Black alien hanging
how
out
old
in the
were
science
you?
Building. 12, 13, 14.
And no way this was a dream.
Yeah, I mean, you know, like anything could be a dream. But I don't
think
it
could be a dream right now.
Could be a dream right now. I don't know.
I'll wake up at Bissinger's.
But I don't think I don't think it was a dream.
Okay.
Did you ever think to ask?
Ask who?
Yeah, somebody who would know.
No, I never thought about it until somebody said something about
aliens. What about your mom? Did you ask your mom?
We were talking about aliens. No, I never thought to ask her. But well, no, I did ask her about it.
What'd she say?
She said she didn't have any memory of it.
Okay. Then you had a dream.
It was a dream.
You had
a dream, dude. It wasn't a dream. She had other things going on. She wasn't thinking about aliens.
I feel like that's a big deal, though.
Yeah, this is the kind of thing you forget.
You would advertise that, right? Like, have you had that?
Well, not necessarily.
Again.
I have it. You'd be like, we have a cool little alien guy.
Was not. This is the alien they found. It was a replication of that alien. So it was like a sculpture or something in the style of the alien.
At SIU, we had a dog man in the U Center, so.
Yeah.
We led with that.
Come see the dog man.
Come see the dog man.
It was in a little display case right when you walked in the door, I think.
Right when you walked into the building?
I thought so.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't there in 2009.
Maybe it was a special display.
Maybe somebody just wasn't looking closely enough.
Okay.
She wasn't observing the world around her.
Of all the things that are the most plausible.
Yeah.
Mom doesn't remember.
Let's apply Occam's razor.
I just feel like the college would lead with like, hey, this is our math and science building. Here's our alien replica. Like, I don't know. I don't think that would be like number one priority when you're walking in the door.
You have a higher opinion of Lewis and Clark than I do.
I have no problem with Lewis and Clark. I think it's a fine school.
It's a beautiful
Many
school.
Wonderful people have
why
gone
you,
there.
Why are you bitter at Dallin C?
Not at all. No. It's a beautiful school. Beautiful school filled with aliens.
It's a beautiful school.
It's a beautiful school.
We're not sure.
I love
it
there. No, it's a great. It's
Husky,
a great place.
I don't mean fat.
Sometimes I will just. Sometimes still, I will like if I when I go out and get like ice cream from Dairy Queen or whatever, I'll just like drive through campus and just like look around because it's nice.
You ever get chased out?
Ice cream.
A couple times.
Drive around.
I have been chased out. It's right across the street from Dairy Queen, and I have been chased out.
You've been chased out?
Yeah, the security car comes sniffing, and you're like, "Oh, okay, I'll just drive away."
That's not suspicious.
Yeah,
at
not
all.
At all.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Driving in with ice cream and then running.
Hide yourself. Like, show up in a trench coat. I'm sure nobody will get worried.
Yeah.
And then I'll pull the ice cream cone out from under it. And eat it the way he eats a banana.
I'm here to see the alien.
Direct eye contact.
I know you have proof
the
of the.
Entire time.
I know you have proof of the alien here.
Everyone's here.
Just make with the alien. 154 DGS coming up next. We have Razor's Edge. We have Bernie Miklas at 2:30. 3 p.m. We have day one of the DGS Halloween week with a replay of the Sally House. You want to hear a feel-good story? A guy down on his luck in North Carolina found a $20 bill in the ground. This is like Willy Wonka. And he used it to buy a lottery ticket, and he won $1 million. He told the officials the first thing he was going to do was, I'm going to head to Golden Corral and eat everything they've got.
Aw, nice.
Nice.
That's sweet.
He's a simple guy.
Simple
that's
guy.
Fun.
Right? That money will be gone by January.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, good for him. Never been to a Golden Corral.
You've
really?
Never been
you're
to
missing
a Golden
out.
Never.
Is there one around here?
All over.
I think there's one. I don't know.
There's one out.
There's one by me.
Yeah.
There's
one Alton.
Oh.
Everybody come to Alton and have Golden Corral.
Do you like smorgasbords?
Yeah. I was a big fan of Ponderosa.
Oh, yeah.
And Bonanza.
Yeah. Yes, Bonanza was the
That was our play in college. You go to the Ponderosa, get the buffet, boom.
Granite City,
hours.
We used to have both. So.
See, we never had Bonanza, but we had Ponderosa. And that soft serve ice cream where you made your own sundaes.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That was like a gold mine. That was Willy Wonka's chocolate factory.
Bonanza was like, I don't know. Maybe because it was my first before Ponderosa.
Yeah.
But I just loved it.
Oh, I did too.
Texas toast.
The best.
The chop steak, which is just a big burger.
Yeah.
Never got that.
The metal plates with 500 Hoosiers. Just clank, 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 clank.